Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
How we doing, folks? Welcome along. Another Glory Days PJ and Jim podcast. How are you this week? I mean, I don't know why I ask you that, because I can't really, I can't hear anything you're saying out there in podcast land. But I thought I should ask anyway, make it sound like I'm interested.
Well, yeah, I tell you how I am this week.
Oh, I know how you are.
I'm about to be an alcoholic. That's what I am this week.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what? This summer just won't end. And I'm delighted with that, but I've never looked forward to the winter before. But this summer, right, the last two weeks, say, right, this has happened to me at least four or five times, where I'm going to go, ah, Jesus, look, the last bit of sunshine of the year. What? Ah, sure, you'd be fucking mad not to drink today. You'd be mad to throw it away.
It'll be gone for long enough.
And I've even done this thing where I've taken out my phone and I've taken a picture of the beer in the sun, and I says, I'll remember this now. The last fucking day of the summer and feeling a bit tipsy, and I'll be able to go, Jesus, wasn't that a good summer? And then the next day
the
comes
following week.
And the sun is going, come here, remember the last day. Delete the pictures.
Yeah.
This is the last day. And now, here I am with you this morning. What time is it now? It's 7 minutes past 10 in the morning. We've just finished the show. And it is a belter of a day. And unfortunately, what time the off license open? Because I'm getting fucking stuck in. Because it's like this won't end. And I can't. I'm going. Last night was a Wednesday night. And I was there going, oh, jeez, would you look at what a beautiful, beautiful evening. And Elaine, it was her birthday.
Yeah.
So we went out and I said,
happy birthday, Elaine.
Happy birthday, Elaine, by the way. And then I said, well, do you want to go and get something to eat for your birthday? And I says, yeah. And do you know what I'll have? 3 whiskies and 2 pints. I didn't order them at the same time. That would have been mental.
Now, that would have been. Yeah. What? Really? Are you sure you want 3 whiskey and 2 pints right now? Yes.
Yes.
Don't you realise this is the last potential day of the sunshine?
Yeah. How
am I'm not going to waste it.
Yeah, how am I going to wash down a fillet steak, you fucking Philistine? So I had 3 whiskies and 2 and I walked home. And I was walking last night again. I was there. What a beautiful night. That's surely the end of the summer. That is surely it. It is the 15th or the 16th or whatever of September. Surely now it's all. And now I'm just your man at the office is going to go again. I'm going, it won't end. Yeah. Summer won't end.
I love the beauty of this is I love the ability to be able to just make it not your fault. Like, God forbid, God forbid that you'd exercise any level of self-discipline or self-control. But I'm the same. Similar to yourself. Now, of course, I wasn't celebrating birthdays or anything. It just got to 5 o'clock and I waddled down the road.
Well,
I went into a local.
Well, there you go. Well, in fairness, 1 out of the 8 times I'm talking about was the birthday excuse. But I was like you the rest of the time.
Absolutely. I just waddled down and decided to have a couple of pints of tea time or whatever. But I'm with you, because the weird thing about it is it does feel like that.
It does. I
did this thing, right, and I don't know why I bother doing it anymore. In the years that we know each other or whatever, we've said about how ridiculous this is to do this thing where you decide, right, that's it. That's it now.
That's the thing.
I'm on the wagon now. This is it now. I'm going to get the old weight
line
down.
Lying in the sand.
That's it. That's it now. And that's the finish line, right? I'm fucking. That's it. The booze is gone. I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to get proper back into the thing. And I did that on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Wednesday yesterday, and I was in the pub at tea time.
And you're in the pub.
Why do I bother?
I've just got to put the line over there to Friday, right? And then. And then you go, no, you can't start the Friday. Jeez, the weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you start blaming someone else. Like you says, going, ah, sure, she'll be giving me all that then. She'll want to go for the jar and fucking I'll be, you know, and I'll want to go anyway. To hell with it, yeah. No, Monday. Definitely Monday.
Oh, I tell you, I'm just so bad at it. And like that, I would be the same, right? That thing of where if you see a nice evening, like the way we're looking out there now and the sun is shining or whatever, if that's shining like that come 4 or 5 o'clock, you're like, you have this thing of like, it'll be dark for so long and everything.
I know, it's a very long winter in Ireland. You start going, it's a very long winter. And we don't get any summer. And you're going, we're in 73 days of sunshine now. We don't get a very long summer, I says. Rare is wonderful.
It's going to be amazing, right? In years to come, they're going to say, global warming was terrible, wasn't it? Global warming, oh my God, absolutely shocking. The effect it had in the world, that's right. Sure, didn't it make young PJ Gallagher an alcoholic?
Yeah.
What? The global warming, yeah. Yeah, that's what happened to him. He got stuck in the global warming and he never stopped drinking again.
It wasn't his fault.
He said he was only going to stop drinking when it got cold. And sure, Jesus, with the global warming, never got cold. And the poor man now, he's, oh my God, his liver shot.
Yeah, it's terrible for him. Normally he gets into the gambling around us when the winter gets in, and he never got around to it this year. He spent all his money on the drink instead.
That's fucking brilliant. That's fantastic.
Normally the football season starts, he goes off and gambles a bit and he loses his money a different way. This is what he's done now.
If I ever go to the doctor with my liver and go, oh yeah, gee, and God, your liver's in shocking condition. I know. The global warming, it's responsible for your liver being
shocked. It is,
yeah, sure. It's well known what the global warming does to you.
Yeah, and sure, then the rain comes and she can't go out at all. You may as well have a bag of cans then as well. Always a bullshit excuse.
I love it. Right, listen, we'll do more of this.
Look, that Northern, one drink is a bag of cans. That's one drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I literally had
one bag of cans. And there you are, shite now, you. Like I did something wrong. Granted, I thought the door was a piece of toast.
But a man can't literally go for a drink.
Yeah.
A sack of cans. And you're giving him a hard time.
Yeah, I'm going for another one now. I've only got.
And it's your fault. Because you've driven me to it.
It's your fault.
And that fucking global warming.
Yeah, drive me mad. And then I feel guilty because the fucking plastic. Give me two more sacks of cans there, Eddie.
I'm depressed.
I'm depressed. I can't take the temperature of the planet.
Oh my God. Right, listen, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week, right? Interesting week it was. There was all sorts of weird and wonderful things were coming out about what people do when people don't know what other people are doing. There was an interesting story about the mad stuff that people do in their bathroom.
Yeah.
That blew me away, man.
Me too.
I don't want to give the game away for anybody who hasn't heard the best, but you can listen to it now. But like, oh my God, there were some things on that list.
It's like a one-bedroom apartment for some people, without a bed.
Exactly. We were helping. We had some money-saving tips during the week. Always a good thing.
Always a good thing
in this time of global warming.
In these times where you're saving up for a sack of cans for the winter.
And also, there was a synergy during the week as well, where we discovered a particular story about this person who was working to an incredible age, right? And it led us to one of the great things of PJ's kind of one of his great philosophies over the years about never having ambition or never striving to achieve anything.
It's a rock we all perish on. Get rid of that nonsense out of your life. Take every day as it comes.
Right. So listen, check out some of the best bits. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, an extraordinary moment. It's a historic moment in many respects because PJ Gallagher is about to reveal scientific support for a philosophy that he has held
for
a very, very, very long time.
A very, very long time. So US researchers have come together, right? And they've done, they've researched people who've had a hot streak in their careers, for instance, you know, and where their most sort of recognised work would have happened. And they said, well, what's the formula? What happened? Ladies and gentlemen, I can absolutely reveal, in my own words, if at first you don't succeed, give up to hell over that. Give up.
Because many times you've said on this show, you've said it, like, even when you do, you know, when you do your little motivational speaking bit.
Yeah.
Any kids out there listening, kids, give up on your dreams.
Give up, you don't
give
need
them.
Give
up on your dreams.
They're a dead weight.
Do not have ambitions.
No, let the world happen to you. And whatever happens, try and be happy with it. Remember, you're only a victim of your circumstance.
And now science is supporting you.
And now science says, if at first you don't succeed, give it up. Now, I am putting my own words on this, but that's essentially the practice of it. Professor Dashin Wang, he's in the Northwestern University over yonder, and he suggests that people who have had lots of success in their lives, so like Peter Jackson, like big movie star, right? He tried to make horror films and stuff, right?
Oh, the man who... The big director.
He tried to make horror films. They were brutal. So instead of like hammering himself into, let's make more of those, he adapted, he changed, he gave it up. He gave it up and he started something that he was into.
Right.
And that he could be good at. So the scattergun approach to life is what they're saying. If you find something, you think there might be something in it, it's not quite right, stop trying all the time. Just... push it to side and do something different, even if it's in the same field. Just try and keep changing.
As a man we used to know very well used to always say, a mile wide but an inch deep. So you just try a little bit of all sorts of things, all over the place.
And then one of those things you're going to go, I'm good at this. And
I'll tell you, one of these days we're going to find something like that. We're going to find something
we're good at. One of these days, yeah.
I mean, tell you something. We are. It's going to happen, PJ. We just need to keep, this is very motivational.
I know.
We just need to keep trying. We need to start giving stuff up that we're bad at.
And
finding other things.
And you've got to start rating what you are good at. Like, you know, I fit a whole pack of Maltesers into my mouth at one time there 3 weeks ago. You know, that to me is, an achievement. So one of these days, and now, of course, it's not very useful. So what am I going to do? Give up. Move on with your life. Yep. Out. Push to the side and try something new. And that doesn't have to be completely new. It's not like change your entire life. It's not like, oh, I'm bad at this, or this hasn't worked out, I better never try anything again. That's wrong as well.
No, just try something else.
Just try something else or something slightly different.
Right.
You know, stop making...
And this now, so is this is the secret to success in your career.
Yep.
Not necessarily the secret. Well, I suppose they go hand in hand. The secret is kind of happiness and a happy life.
Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah, I mean, ideally, you don't have a career at all.
Yeah, success in your career until you have enough money to give it all up.
To give it all up, yeah. That's what you want. You want to hit the sweet spot where you can make...
There seems to be a theme running through the show today about the rush to give everything up. The rush to do nothing. The rush to just throw your hat at it.
Yeah. The rush to be able to just see what it feels like for the highlight of your day to be a whole packet of Maltesers stuck inside your face.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Still more WhatsApps coming in about, you know, people who've pointed out weird and wonderful things that they do. Following on from Jane's revelation that she smears honey all over her face, just normal honey, not a product or anything, just actual honey.
Yeah.
On her face as part of her regime. Kate was on to say mayonnaise is a great hair mask.
Mayonnaise in your hair.
Apparently it helps with the growth and breakage.
Mayonnaise.
Smearing mayonnaise in your hair.
The smell of chicken roll off your head walking around.
This one's gross now, right? This has come in from, let me see if I can give a name here, from Jill. Jill says, I breed racehorses.
Oh.
And have a lady who's in her 40s who wants fresh placenta.
No way. Get off it now.
To put in her face.
No.
To keep her and her mum looking young.
You're joking me.
I know. I did tell you some of them.
No, but looking young isn't that important. Put doing that to your ma. Ah, stop.
I assume the ma. I'm sure she's not forcing it on the ma. But don't make. Imagine.
Her ma's only going along with it so she doesn't feel weird. I bet you that's all.
Oh, and she doesn't feel weird when she's got horse placenta smeared in her face.
That's what the ma's going along with it. She's trying to make her young one feel like she's not.
Unbelievable.
You know?
And then something that's a bit more, I suppose, up your street would be Michael in Wicklow's Bernard say, morning, lads. My weird habit is I sit on my front doorstep eating my breakfast.
Nice.
Naked.
Ah, no.
Now, it happens at 4 a.m, so there's no one around.
There is someone around. There's nowhere in Ireland there's not somewhere around. Oh, my God.
Sitting on your doorstep in the nude, having your breakfast.
Who's there? It's Michael.
Michael,
fair play to you for making horse placenta sound normal. Fair play to you for that.
The thing about it is, right, a lot of these things, weird as they are, maybe they are a way of saving a few quid. Because all those creams and things, they're very expensive. They cost mad money.
Mad money, yeah.
So maybe these people are actually economising.
Yeah, you might be, because I'm after reading this list here of all these things that people do to save money. And sort of the old beauty thing is on it, you know, features in it.
Right.
And stuff. But it's amazing what people are getting up to. So people think that if they do sort of money-saving hacks and tricks themselves, that they're saving up to like 400 and, say, 60 quid a year.
Right.
It's not a huge amount.
To say,
when you think, you know, like on a yearly basis.
I wouldn't go full horse placenta
if that was even,
£460.
I wouldn't. Wouldn't put an ant to do with a horse on me.
And I don't know how Michael in Wicklow saves money by eating his breakfast in his nude.
I tell you, I wouldn't put a saddle on someone's back and ride them to work to save that kind of money. And that's the truth.
Thank God for that.
But there's actually sort of a list here. There's a load of loads of things that people do. So, like, you know, they sort of checking for 2-for-1 deals when they go to the supermarkets or wherever,
Well, that sounds normal.
Fizzy drink stations and all of that sort of stuff. And turning off all the plugs and before they go to bed, you know, shopping around for the cheapest utilities. I never do that. I know you're supposed to. I never do it. You know, the electricity bill is going to come in now at the end of the year, and I'm going to pay that off, and then I'm going to start having a look around, and it comes in and I go, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. When you get your insurance, your car insurance, you go, what? I'm not paying that.
Yeah.
And then you ring to get a new one, and it's like, yeah, now we'll just need photocopies of your. And you're like,
I'll just pay it and to hell with it. And do you remember when these companies used to do guesstimates? Are they still doing guesstimates? Is that still a thing? Do you remember that?
No, I don't know.
Oh my God. I'll never forget the fight I had when I was living in Dunleary and they did the guesstimate thing. You know,
oh, you're talking about, like, say, when they're trying to suss out, like, say you're not in when they check, you want to read your meter.
No, you get a bill.
Is it one of them?
No, you get a bill, they haven't read your meter.
Right.
And they say, but we reckon you use this amount.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you joking me? I'm not paying it.
Well, if you don't pay, you'll have to go around. You'll be ending up in Stubbs Gazette, and we'll have to come down and close down your house, and we'll pour poo in your windows, or whatever it is they say.
I was like, I can't believe this. And then they were like, well, we have to come around and read your meter. And they went, where will you be there? I went, well, guess, didn't I? Guess, you tell me. You seem to know everything else about me bloody life, don't you? Guess. I'll be here when you send your man out, and he'll have a good guess. And if I'm here, I'm here. How about that? I was raging over it.
Yeah. I'd say that was helpful, was it?
Yeah, I told him I was being any time after 12. In the end, when I calmed down, I rang them back. Says I'll be in after 12 most days. Yeah, it's great. You stand on these things, you know, and then you realise, you know, it's like when I cancelled the Wi-Fi when I was still living with Lane. I cancelled the Wi-Fi. You're right, you're rubbish. I don't need Wi-Fi. Who need? And then she came on. Where's the Wi-Fi? I cancelled it. They were there. She goes, ring them back and go, okay, hello. I just wonder what the reconnection fee is.
Kieran McGuinness.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there's a story today which came as a little bit of a shock to PJ and myself, right? Well, for a number of reasons, really. But anyway, should give us the story first.
Right, so there was this local newspaper, right?
Yeah.
And they wanted to do a story on this man called Max Oliver. They thought he was the oldest lobster fisherman.
Yeah.
In the state of Maine, right?
Okay.
So he's 78 years old. He's still out there working on the boats, right? And they were like, fair play to him out there working the boats, fishing. It's a hard life, you know? Ain't easy.
They do say that. I mean, I've never watched any of that Deadliest Catch business or anything. But apparently, it's a proper tough life.
It's a proper tough life, yeah, the old fishing, no doubt about it. So they went out to talk to the oldest man. And they were chatting to the oldest man. He officially the oldest guy that still does it. And he said, well, I'm not the oldest person on the boat. He goes, you know, I still come fishing with my mother. She works on the boat too. And they were like, excuse me? And he goes, yeah, yeah, my mother, yeah. She's 101 years old. And her name is Virginia Oliver. And she still comes out and she sorts the pots. So she goes through the lobsters. She throws the smaller ones out so they can grow.
So she's physically on the boat while they're bopping around in the sea catching lobsters.
She still goes out 3 days a week. She still goes out lobster sorting. Three days a week. She's a bit skiving there.
She's part time. We're like, yeah, yeah. Cancer.
But she still goes out and
101
working at sea
on a boat at sea, a trawler
on a lobster boat at sea. She's still out there working all the time. She's she's obviously a mother as well. Out looking after the young fella on the boat, who's 78.
She probably has to go out to look at it. That's probably the very reason. She's going around going, you couldn't let him out. How old is he, 78? He wouldn't know what he's doing.
He's only a young
I have to go out and keep an eye on him.
When he gets to 90, I leave him off on his own. Yeah,
because, I have to bring his lunch out to him and everything. He's pretty rubbish.
It's amazing, isn't it? The Boston Globe found this woman, and Virginia's her name, and she's no plans to retire. Says she absolutely loves it. She says, yeah, it's hard work and it's dangerous work, and she got a cut there quite recently that she needed stitches and it could have been infected. It was pretty dangerous.
Oh, my God, 101?
Yeah.
Random cuts on a trawler boat in the sea.
Yeah, off lobsters, no. The doctor said to her, can you stop that? He goes, what are you out there lobstering for? And she says, I want to. She's a tough old New Englander, so she is. And she's no plans of slowing down, no plans of stopping. She was born, she started doing lobstering when she was 8 years old. Her father used to bring her out in the boat. 8!
My God.
She's nearly 100 years in work. Jim. 100 years in the same job, nearly 100 years in the same job.
I have a feeling I'm about to get a kick in here now, but anyway.
Jim, honest to God, you're getting close to this.
I knew it was coming.
You know what
I
mean?
It was coming.
All I'm saying is,
what we're saying that basically, so her thing is, I'm not giving it up, not because I need it financially or anything else. Because I love it.
I love it.
And so this is the thing, right? This idea that somebody would love their job so much that they just wouldn't give it up if they didn't have to do it, if they didn't need the money, if they didn't have bills to pay. I'm sorry. I mean, I love my job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get to work with my mate and we, you know, play tunes and we have a bit of crack and everything. But I'm sorry if somebody came in and said, listen, Jim, there you go. There's enough money to be financially sound for the rest of your days.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even finish the link.
I'd never hear from you again.
Not only would I not finish the show, my headphones would come straight off my head. They'd go down and I'd be, and it'd be like, Jim!
I'd be like,
Jim, what do you press now?
I'd be like, at least show me how to get into a music bit. I know. Like, it's ridiculous. It's mad. And yeah, I'm the same, to be honest with you.
Did you ever feel like that about anything you did?
Never. Never. Even things I enjoy. I never felt like I want to do them for 100 years. There's nothing in the world
for no money
I would like to do for 100 years or for no money. And like you said, I can't wait to retire. I have all this. I always get this from people. Jeez, imagine, like, sure, what would you do? Nothing. I'd do nothing.
Correct.
You'd go mad.
I would do what I want to do rather than what anybody else
I'd
wants
get up,
me to do.
I'd watch Netflix and I'd wear pyjamas until 6 o'clock and I'd walk the dog in my pyjamas and I'd love it. I'd love it. And I'd walk, I'd cycle a bike around the place and I'd go and I'd chat to people. I'd have little solo pints and all. I'd do nothing. I'd be retired. Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't see, I'm going to do, just out of curiosity, right, because genuinely we are both in the, we're both in the same boat, I was going to say on this.
Yeah. But,
so I'm just curious.
In this
right?
boat, Jim is the mother.
Dan just texted in to say, 101. So Jim's 138, he's still belting out the tunes. See what you started. See what you started. Right, listen, so we're going to do one of our famous, he said, famous 5-minute surveys, right? So we want to know right now, 087-1818-100, is there anybody listening to us at the moment that loves their job so much that they would never give it up?
You wouldn't. Manage.
If it wasn't, if you didn't need the financial, if you didn't need whatever, that you would literally, you'd do it for no money, you'd hate to have to retire from it. Is there anybody listening that loves their job that much? 087-1818-100.
There's no job. Even if I was paid to, if I was paid to look after me mother, I'd still go, sorry, man, you're not going to make it.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
We did say earlier on that we tell you about how science has finally caught up with the visionary that is the great PJ Gallagher.
Finally.
My learned friend and colleague across the table here has said for many, 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 many years, and some people thought he was just being downright vulgar, but no.
I wasn't being vulgar at all.
That the toilet for a man is a very special, special place.
I've said for years that women going into a spa, like, you know, booking a spa retreat and everything.
Yeah.
You know the way they do? They'd be going to, I'm trying to think of a name of a fancy spa.
Monarch, actually.
Monarch!
Somebody was on, say, when we were talking about letting your hair down, Siobhan was on to say, husband and wife, Monarch Spa, then Amsterdam, the week of dreams, says Siobhan.
See, there you go. And all a man has to do for exactly the same experience is go into the jacks and put his hands on his head and go, and,
way less expensive.
Oh, yeah, and he just sits in, and then people say, what you be doing in there? How'd you be in there for so long? And he's like, oh, Jesus, I'm asking me questions. It's the only bit of peace I get. It's going in there, it's the only bit of peace I get. And it turns out they've done a survey of people, of all the adults. Well, not all of them, 2,000 of them.
But all the adults in the world.
All the adults in the world. And it turns out half of them are exactly the same.
Would that be the male half?
100%. I would put money on it. It doesn't specify that, but I would put money on it that the half of all adults that go into the toilet and sit in there and take all that extra time are the men. And it's not just going in and sitting there with the anxieties of life that that I do.
Right.
Or that maybe, I don't know what you'd be doing. But they go in for all kinds of reasons. They go in for to give them pep talks, looking into the mirrors. They go in to have an old cry, to read a book. They go in there to avoid people. Of course they do. Sometimes they sneak in there to try on a new bit of clothes because you don't want to get laughed at. You might have bought yourself a fancy jumper or something. You think, geez, do I look like a really tool in this? So you go in and you try it on in there.
They go in there to read a book.
Yeah. How
busy does your house have to be if you have to go to the jacks to read a book?
Do you never have a poo book? So
I know that, you know, I've seen those things, you know, where people leave magazines and books and stuff in bathrooms.
Oh, do you never have a poo book though? And you have to, and you go in, and sometimes you'd be dying to go to the toilet just so you can read your poo book. You leave it.
You know,
by the thing.
Like, and what? Once it's in there, you can't take it back out again.
And when it's in there, you leave it in there. Right. And you go in, so you'll be there going, oh, I need a new book. Oh, great. I can find out what's going on in the Famous Five, or whatever your chosen book would be.
Famous Five.
Yeah, whatever it would be.
And you run in. That's your current one, isn't it?
And you go through. No, I've moved up. I'm
into the Secret Seven.
It's the Hardy Boy, isn't it? Or whatever.
So, now, and seriously, is this just men who do this?
It doesn't say, and I'm really raging, but I'm willing to bet. I'd bet me life on it. I'd bet me entire bathroom on it.
This list here on this screen here, is this the stuff you're talking about?
This is some of those things that they're talking about, yeah.
Hang on a second. Look at 24 and 25 on that list.
To have a dance and have a beer, yeah.
In the
toilet. Of course you would. It's where you go.
You go to the Jacks to have a beer.
Yeah, in the same way women go to Monarch and they have a Bellini. Sometimes your fella goes into the toilet and he just says, right, opens a can, sits down, and has an old jiggle.
That's,
you know?
Oh my God.
Or stands up and has an L jiggle, I mean, yeah. Yeah, sometimes that happens.
What is that, number 37 there, what's that even mean? Giving houseplants a spa day. You take your plant into the...
Take your plant in, or you have plants laid out in there, and you go and you water them, or maybe you repot them, or whatever, stick them up on the windows, whatever it is you'd be doing.
One of these is to go in to paint or draw. What?
Yeah. It's the only room in the house you can be 100% guaranteed.
How busy or small, whichever, does your house have to be if you have to resort to going to the Jacks to draw a picture or have a beer or exercise?
Yeah.
Or go for a dance.
Okay, exercise is a bit weird. Even I grant that exercise is a bit weird.
Oh my God. Look, number 9, had a cup of tea.
Have a cup of tea, yeah. Loads of people do that. Come on. Like, come on, that's not that strange, is it? You go in there, you want peace and quiet. There's a lock on the door.
Right.
And you always have an excuse for being in there. What do you do? I'm going to the toilet. And then they don't know what you're doing the other side of the door. You could be doing that. You could be in there doing exercise with your tea.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just...
You could be in there watching...
I need to go to the loo. Oh, actually, I must put the kettle on first.
Or lap flicks. I love a bit of lap flicks every so often.
A bit of what?
Lap flicks, I call it.
Right.
You go in.
Should I ask?
You go, it's very simple. You go in and you see, if you maybe you want to try out a new show on Netflix, right?
Right.
This is what I call it, lap flicks. So you go in and you put Netflix on when you're sitting down the toilet, right? And if you sit there till your legs go numb, you think, this is a good show. I'm going to watch the rest of this.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there you go, folks. Some of the best bits from Morning Glory during the week. It is Glory Days, but you know that anyway. Sure, you fucking found it on your podcast machine, whatever.
Yeah, it was there on your
PJ and
on
Jim.
Your automatic telephone.
Automatic telephone. And the question is, what will the week ahead hold? I mean, when we started this podcast, you were a man fighting the demons of drink.
Yeah, let's just hope the summer wears off, you know what I mean? And then maybe the alcohol can as well. Let's just hope the summer calms down a little bit. We can start getting into those long, dark Halloween... Oh, to hell with it. No, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we discussed that in the show during the week as well, didn't we? You're getting sort of... It's getting close to sort of exciting time for you,
isn't
it?
It is, yeah. Halloween and all.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, I know it's still sort of... What, 6 weeks away, is it? Something like that?
Something like that,
but
yeah.
But I mean, your approach to Halloween is a bit like a lot of people's approach to Christmas.
Big time.
It starts well early.
Way real early, because it is the final frontier before those jolly half-wits come around with their jingle bells and their twinkly crap lights and sticking trees indoors. That animals living outdoors to bring them into the house, so you know,
yeah.
All that stuff. Before all that crap starts, Halloween is the final frontier, so it's another reason yet to love the ghostly goings on.
When we were talking about it during the week, we were saying about how eventually we're sure that the world will just go the way the world always goes. So the way people celebrate Christmas, it'll nudge forward, and you'll have kind of people decorating their houses outside and all that. And you were saying you'd love that. You'd love the idea of proper, like, tombstones and witches flying.
Love
and
all that. And hopefully they bring
pumpkins.
It forward like Christmas, so you have some lad at the June Bank Holiday weekend dressed up in a plastic bag witch costume. You know, yeah, that's what I'm into. I love it.
The question would be, would you do it in your own house?
No. I couldn't be arsed.
I knew that was going to be the
fun. Be arsed.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Would you do it yourself? Not at all.
No, it's like football. I love football, but I'm not going out to play the fucking thing.
What was it we said earlier on? I said something to you. What was it? Was it about a... Was it about a restaurant or something? What was it I said to you earlier on?
I can't know.
Your response, your initial straight out of the traps response was, oh, it was absolutely fantastic. I said, was it? And no, it wasn't that good.
Oh,
really,
yeah, no, it wasn't that good, no. I felt for a second that it was. Now I've thought about it. It's kind of knocked the crack out of it.
Right, listen, folks, whatever you're planning on doing with your week, enjoy it, have a good one, stay safe, do all those kind of safe and boring things, just so that you can join us again. Whatever day you can join us, we're here weekdays, of course, from 6 on Radio Nova with Morning Glory. And it should be great if you were there as well, because if you weren't there, there's feck all point in us being here.
True enough, very true. So until then, happy Halloween and take care of your ghoulies.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.